to dwell. He's the presence of my Father.
I know a name that's full of praise, the name of our Lord is Jesus Christ, the Lion of Judah. Worship Him. Yes, Lord. Lekeramo shatara bahara kasele. Hallelujah. A place that I love to dwell, the presence of my Father, all the hosts of heaven gather to worship Him, bowing down before Him. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Above all others, Jesus Christ, the Lion of Judah, we worship you bowing down before you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we love you this morning. We worship you, Lord, this morning. Thank you for waking us up. Yes, Lord. The living shall praise you, Lord. There's no praise for thee, O Lord, in the grave. But we are alive to praise you, Lord. We come into your presence this morning. I love to dwell in the presence of my Father. All the hosts of heaven gathered, we worship him, bowing down. Hey, thank you, Jesus. I know a place I love to dwell. All the hosts of heaven gather, worship him. Yenda la kundi masuri ala baha. Glory to God, worship me before you. We worship him, bowing down before. Come on in, everyone. Good morning this morning and good afternoon wherever you may be. Let's come into his presence. The Lord is good. Can you feel him already? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the presence of the Lord all the days of my life. And to inquire. Glory to God. At his holy temple. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, everyone. It is a good day today. Always it's a good day. The Bible says a day in his presence better than a thousand elsewhere. Oh, that I may dwell in the presence of the Lord all the days of my life. To walk with the Spirit of God. To walk with God. Let it be written and let it be said of me that Yato walked with God. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Let it be said of me, Lord, like Enoch walked with God. Noah walked with God too. They found favor in the eyes of the Lord in their generation. Glory to God. Lord, I pray that I will find favor. And for everyone that's here, may you obtain favor of the Lord, even in this generation. Favor of the Lord. Hallelujah. As we walk with God. Lord, we want to walk with you. As Elijah said, thus saith the Lord, before whom I stand, may we always be able boldly to say, I stand before the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Let's just worship him a little bit this morning before we get going. The Lord is good. Yes, indeedy. The Lord is good. Just worship the beauty of holiness this morning. Thank him for who he is. Thank him for his blessings. Thank him for all he has done. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Glory to God. You know, just thank him this morning. You can sing it softly. Hallelujah. You can praise the Lord. You can shout, you know, any which way you want. It's all good. Let's praise the Lord. As a matter of fact, the Bible says, you know, shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. He said, make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord, this morning. Thank you for a new day. Thank you for a new day. Thank you for a new day. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes, hallelujah. Sometimes, praise the Lord. Sometimes, gently singing, our hearts in one accord. Sometimes, hallelujah. Sometimes, praise the Lord. Sometimes, gently singing, our hearts in one accord. Father, we thank you, Lord, for another day to praise the Lord. Enter into his courts with praise. Come before him with thanksgiving. Take a song and praise his name. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. We'll show forth his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness every night. So we're going to, you know, hang out here in his presence today. And let's see what the Lord will bless us with. Always a joy to be in his presence. And thank you, everyone, for being here. God bless you all. We're going to get started in just a minute. Praise God. All right. Before you drop to the other prayer line, can you just a couple minutes pray over the room, honey, and then we'll get going.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to bless your name, O Lord. Even early in the morning will I rise and bless the Lord. Father, we bless you this morning. We rise up, O Lord, and we call you blessed. You are blessed, O Lord, because you have blessed us. You have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come before you. We thank you, Lord, for your children that are here. We are all your children. Lord, we have come, Lord, to feed at your table. Father, we ask, O Lord, that you download upon us, O Lord, today, your word, even as you have always do, that rain of your word. Let it pour upon us. Lord, let your grace be multiplied in this room. Let your glory be revealed, O Lord, in your word. We thank you, Lord, for everyone in this room and those that are still coming. We pray, Lord, as many as you have assigned to come into this room, definitely they will be here. We thank you. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, we declare this room opened. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, everyone that's in the room, and welcome. You know, welcome. We want to do something a little bit differently this morning. You know, I've got, I believe, by the grace of God, a powerful word, but I want you to come, you know, and come to this stage and share just for a couple of minutes how great things the Lord has been doing in your life. Let's just praise him together. Praise is an awesome thing. You know, it's a dynamic subject, the Bible says, you know, and we know that it is the thing where the Lord dwells. It says he dwells in the praises of his people. Throughout the Bible, every time we see people praising the Lord, incredible things happening. You know, Paul and Silas at midnight, they prayed and they sang praises. My goodness. And the next thing we know, they are busted out. So come and give a couple of minutes of praise to the Lord, if you will, and then we'll get going. You know, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm sending invites to everyone. If you want to come, please do that. And then we are going to get started. I just feel a stirring, you know, of the Spirit of God to hear from the people of God this morning. Take a minute or two. Add your own praise unto Him. You know, say how great He is. Oh, the Lord is good. Welcome this morning. And before we do that, while you're here, let's share the room. Let's share the room, please. Share it on Clubhouse. That'll put it on your hallway. And invite people as well. You know, there's a whole bunch of people that are part of your community. You know, just invite them and see who might join. You know, we want whatever blessing that the Lord will give us today to reach out to others. And who knows, you know, God might bring somebody in here as well who will say something that will bless every one of us. As we bless them, they bless us. That's what it's all about. It's called body ministry. Praise God. Welcome, Sister Julia. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I'm happy to be back. I thank God for mercy and grace. I am just so blessed. Well, my testimony is that there is this joy and this overflowing anointing that has been upon me since I started coming here, and I just can't contain it. At work, everywhere, praying, singing, just being so happy. I can feel Him more and testify about Him more shamelessly, just being happy in the Lord. And it is contagious, I tell you, and I just bless the Lord for that. Is indeed worthy of praise. Testimonies of prayers that have been prayed and the answers are coming. And I give Him all the praise, all the glory, all the worship. I thank You because He's doing a new thing. And we're just happy to be part of it and to be taking it in and soaking it in. And all I can say is, I want more of You, Lord. I want more of You. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. I want more of You, Lord. My goodness, that's the prayer. That is the prayer that we should pray every day. I want more of You. And you know, we can have as much of Him, you know, as we're willing to take, because He is the eternal source of life. He is the one that's self-existent. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. He doesn't deplete. You can come and take as much as you want. Keep coming back. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Julia, for that. God bless you so much. Good morning. Good morning, Pearl. Good to see you. Are you able to speak? All right. Maybe not. You know, we'll come back to you in a bit. If you're not able to speak.
She said she'll be listening this morning, but she won't be able to participate. She's listening.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry about that. Something was wrong with my mic. I had to log out and come in. Good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord. I give glory to God. Yes, I'll be taking care of some things this morning, but I just had to testify and just give glory and honor to God for everything He has done for me. Sometimes I just, it's good to listen to gospel songs because sometimes the songs just testify to how you feel. So that song, you know, He's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. That's how I feel. God has just provided my needs above and beyond more than I could ever imagine. provided for my children. Hello, I'm so sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we still hear
you. Okay. He's provided for my children, just made a way out of no way. Just what, you know, when Pastor paid for favor for this month, I had some people at work just coming against me for no reason.
Well, we're going to have to come back to you, Pearl. I'm no longer hearing you. I don't know if everybody's still hearing her or anybody's still hearing her. Sabuki, can you hear her?
No, sir.
I am so sorry. I don't know what's going on with my Wi-Fi.
It might be your network. We'll come back to you. Before this room is over, you'll get a chance to give a testimony and just bless the name of the Lord. It's good for us to, you know, always just, you know, open our mouths and praise his name. And every chance we get, you know, just to bless his name, you know, because the Lord is good, you know. So once again, we thank the Lord for what he's doing. He's actually energizing us is what he's doing, you know, energizing us and quickening us, you know, he's quickening us. Bringing life back, you know, quickening us. And then you begin to feel that stirring in your heart. You begin to feel that stirring in your souls. You know that, you know, God is fixing to do something good, you know. And I like that song too, Pearl, you know. Yes, has done so much for me. Lord, I thank you for doing so much for me. You know, when I look and think of all of your goodness, you know, the psalmist said, look, if I were to speak of it, you know, I couldn't, you know, night and morning and day, I would still be speaking of it because of his mercies and all of his goodness. And then, you know, sometimes it's not because, actually, most times, it's not because we deserved anything, but it's just because the Lord has been so wonderful in his mercy to us. It says, many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done. I'm reading from Psalm 40 and verse 3. Verse 5. Many, O Lord, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us word, they cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. My goodness, isn't that beautiful? You know, this is the blessing that God has blessed us with. And that's how great, even in number, his blessings are. That, you know, that's what the psalmist said. I cannot number them. You know, I cannot number his praises. I mean, and his goodness unto me. It's amazing. So, you know, but, you know, when we say it, you know, when we just say, thank you, Lord, you know, it's good. It's good. It's good to say that. There was a story in the Bible where Jesus healed 10 lepers, but only the one returned. And he returned, and with a loud voice, he glorified God, you know, and he worshiped him. And Jesus said, well, where are the remaining 9? They will be not found that return to give glory to God, except this one stranger. But this man that returned, Jesus turned around and said to him, thou art made every whit whole. You know, every whit whole means nothing else in his body. Not a single sickness or anything bother him anymore. Not just the leprosy that was healed, but then everything else, you know, on top of that, because he returned to give glory to God for the one thing, and then he got even more. Praise God. The Lord's been good to us. He's been good to me. He's been good to you. And we thank him and praise his glorious holy name. Now, this morning, we want to consider the topic of running over, exceeding abundantly above and running over, you know. And now, we are all familiar with those contexts, so it's nothing new. But what's new anytime that the Lord speaks to us is what he will say, you know, and how he will reveal it. You know, the subject may not be new, but it's how he will say it, and the anointing and the grace that he will bring it to us. It's kind of like reading the Bible. You know, I have found that when I read the Bible, listen and meditate on his word, I mean, he'll just, maybe familiar scripture, actually most of it is familiar to me, but, you know, something new just come out of there. And it's amazing, you know, how he does these things. It's like a wheel turning within a wheel. The more it spins, the more it spins something out. You know, the more it spins, the more it spins something out. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, good morning again. Let me get started with these declarations this morning, and we're going to pray. You know, as a reminder, you know, we are coming in here every morning to get a new dawn. Every day is a new dawn, that dawning of a new morning. And as we come in here and put more wood on that altar, trusting that the Lord will send that fire. You know, we try to build our own fire, but there is a fire of fires, you know, and when we get it just right, my goodness, he will send his own fire, you know. So we invite him this morning. We invite you, Lord, this morning into our hearts. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to start here at John chapter 9, 10, verses 9 and 10. Jesus made this declaration. You know, there are dimensions of this word that he spoke. And if we can, you know, tap into everything that Jesus is saying here, it'll be amazing. He not only says that I am the door, by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. He shall go in and out and find pasture. You know, I love that part of it. Go in and out, and find pasture. Glory to God. Pasture. I can just dwell on that for a minute or so. The psalmist was talking about, he leads me to green pastures. You know, I mean, we just find rest to our souls when we come into the Lord. You know, he leads us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. But he makes us to lie down, you know, beside still waters, green pastures, and all these things that he does for us. But then he says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Yesterday we talked about, you know, you got to know your enemy. You got to know the strategy of the devil before you can actually engage, you know, and fight a fight that is meaningful. So this is a strategy that devil uses. The Lord is revealing it here. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy any part of anything you've got. You know, steal your hope, steal your, steal everything that you got. Steal your joy. Steal, you know, kill your dreams. Destroy everything. I mean, it's just, that's just his plan. You know, if he can't destroy it, he'll try to steal it. He'll try to put a damper on it. If he can kill it or whatever, you know, he uses all of these techniques to try to get us away from the blessing that God has imparted unto us. So, but here is Jesus' antidote for that. He says, but I am come that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly. He's talking about life for his sheep more abundantly. Now, everything that God does, and this is where we're going today, this will be our declaration today. You know, everything that God does is in abundance. He doesn't want us to just have barely enough of anything. You know, the Bible says that we should abound in grace, abound in good works, you know, abounding always in the things of the Lord. I mean, it's always abounding, you know, abounding, abounding. Now, the Lord wants us to thrive, not just survive. So that's the prayer that we're going to be praying today. He wants us to thrive and not just survive. And there are many places in the Bible where we see that God does things in abundance, running over. Glory to God. Psalm 23 and verse 5 tells us that. He said, the Lord anoints my head with oil, and my cup runs over. I mean, what does he really mean for something to run over? You know, what does he mean to run over? Well, let's consider how things run over and the way God does it. You know, Luke chapter 6 and 38 talks about, you know, good measure, pressed down, shaking together and running over. You know, some of you who are in the room here, you know, you go to the market. You know, you go to the market. you know, I know in Africa they do this a lot. You know, when they're weighing out those grains to you and everything, you know, you are not satisfied unless they press it down, shake it together, put some more in there, press it down again. Because they'll try to just trick you and just, you know, make like the thing is full, but it really isn't full. You know, you got to press it down. You got to, you know, shake it together, get some more room in there and put some more and so on until it runs over. You know, so that's how the Lord does his things. You know, press down, shaking together, running over. Wow. Everything about God, even the things of his kingdom. We're not just talking of natural things only. The things of his kingdom. That's the way he wants it to be. He said to the man from the very beginning, this was his blessing out of his mouth. Be fruitful and multiply. You know, multiply causes increase and it eventually overflows. You know, Isaiah said of him in Isaiah 9 and 7, he said of the increase of his government, there shall be no end. I mean, it's just overflowing. It's just increasing. It's constantly increasing and it's just overflowing. And we have this scripture. We love, you know, everyone loves this scripture in Ephesians 3 and 20. You know, our God is able to do exceeding abundantly above. I mean, look at all the adjectives that he uses there to describe these things. You know, the thing is exceeding. You know, exceed means, you know, it's already overflowing. You know, I mean, if you start putting water into a cup, after a point, you exceed its capacity. It'll start flowing over. If you go to the gas station and you're putting gas in your car, you know, and, you know, if you don't stop when it should stop, it's exceeded its capacity, then it will start overflowing. You know, but not only overflow a little, just listen to it, exceeding abundantly and above. So you take your pick. Everything from God is just like that. You know, exceeding abundantly above. But for the most part, what do we have? Most of the time we have just enough. It's what we have. Just enough. But that's not what God wants us to have. He wants us to have an exceeding abundance of his substance, of his spirit even. John chapter 7, verses 37 to 39 says, you know, Jesus was talking about, you know, the spirit of God. He said, out of his belly shall flow forth. Now, it's not going to be contained only in his belly. Yeah, it'll fill up his belly, but it'll begin to flow forth rivers of living water. You know, so, you know, filled up, but then overflowing. That's the way everything is to the Lord. I mean, that's how he does his work. Everything that he does. I cannot overemphasize that, you know, because that's what we're going to be praying about today. You know, so in the book of 1 Kings chapter 8, when Solomon was praying, you know, when they dedicated the temple, when he was dedicating the temple, and he was praying, you know, and he revealed some things to us, you know, about God, you know, that we should know. He said, look, in verse 27, he said, will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven and heaven of heavens. I mean, just see how he described it. You know, behold the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain him. You know, how much less, you know, this house which I have built for him. He cannot be contained. Good morning, man of God, Clifford. I welcome you. I see you, Sister Samantha, as well. We're just talking about the goodness of God, how it's in abundance and not just barely enough. How God wants us to thrive and not just survive. And we're going to be praying and declaring that over our lives today. The heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. How much less this house that I have builded. You know, we're talking about, you know, we can't bottle God up in something. You know, we can't even bottle God up inside. We've got to be a channel of blessing and allow him to flow through us like a river. You know, we need to flow. There is a river, the streams whereof makes glad the house of God. A river is constantly flowing. The streams, you know, are flowing, tributaries and different things just flowing. Listen to this in Isaiah chapter 66, you know, and verse 12. You know, there, you know, remember that God is infinite and he has infinite supply of not only everything, but even his grace, his peace, everything. Just flowing, you know, nothing stagnant and nothing barely just enough. It's abundance, you know, we may abound unto every good work. We may abound in the grace of Christ. You know, he said, for thus said the Lord, I will extend peace to her like a river. Oh, well, let me just say it. I will extend peace to you like the river. Glory of the Gentiles like a flowing stream. My goodness, you know, it's just a river, you know, things are constantly moving. Things are constantly happening and it's overflowing. You know, once you get, you know, once you fill up, it overflows. Don't stop. You know, the challenge with us is we always stop. I always like to give this illustration about God being the ocean and whatever we have from him being a bucket that we can go to the ocean. And you can take your fill, but, you know, he's just always still the same. There is not a single dent that you can put into the ocean by bringing a bucket and taking some out of it. You know, you can come as many times as you want. It still will not be depleted, you know. And, you know, so why bring a small bucket? Why not bring, you know, a huge whatever that you could use to suck up all you got? You know, Elisha, he said to the woman, what do you have, you know, in the house? He said this and that, you know. So, you know, when they go to bring the next pot and it is, there's no more, then it stops. But as long as they could bring a pot, it was still flowing. It was always flowing. And God always wants us to flow. He doesn't want us to stop. You know, when we are on a roll, even the joy that God gives us, you know, he wants it to be overflowing. Everything about the Lord like that. You know, let's take a look at 1 Peter, you know, chapter 1 and verse 8. It talks about, you know, the joy unspeakable and full of glory. I mean, it's just bubbling, bubbling, bubbling. You know, it's not just contained. It's bubbling. Psalm 16 and verse 11 talks about, you know, fullness of joy in his presence is fullness of joy. Well, let me talk about that presence and digress for a minute and just talk about it. You know, this is not the universal presence of God that he's talking about here. You know, because God is everywhere. We all know that, right? You know, but, you know, if God is everywhere, even the psalmist in Psalm 139 says, you know, you go down to hell, wherever, you know, you can't run away from his presence. Well, and I often say, if God is everywhere like that, you know, how come we don't have, you know, fullness of joy everywhere we are? If his presence is everywhere, yeah, fullness of joy, because he really says that he's, you know, in his presence is fullness of joy. But there are two kinds of presence of the Lord. Let me just drop that in here right now. There is the universal presence of the Lord, which is called Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is everywhere. You know, that's his universal presence. And then there is his revealed presence, the consuming presence of God that brings unspeakable joy. The first one, which is universal presence, you know, which God's universal presence is everywhere in this world. But is there fullness of joy everywhere in this world? Of course not. There is evil everywhere you turn. There's wickedness everywhere. You know, that's not the fullness of joy in his presence. But there is a presence. There is a presence where you get that fullness of joy. Hallelujah. And that is, you know, that's everything that God wants us to have. You know, fullness of joy, abundance everywhere. You know, everything about God is like that. You know, God is not, you know, just, you know, enough. Barely enough. No, he wants us to have abundance. Praise God. You know, and if we can get that abundance, you know, the peace of God, he said, which passes all understanding, you know, all understanding. I mean, it just keeps coming. There's more to it. Philippians 4 and 7, you know, I mean, God's substance for us is constantly flowing and God's constantly doing things, you know. God doesn't stop. He has never stopped. You know, one time they asked Jesus, why do you do these things on the Sabbath day and so forth? You know, why? You know, they said, you know, you don't know how to obey the law. I mean, you're just doing stuff that you should not be doing on the Sabbath day. And Jesus said, look, my Father walks hitherto and I walk. You know, that means his Father is not yet stopped working. Hallelujah. We can read it in John chapter 5. I think maybe around verse 17 or so. Let me see if I can pull it up. So, you know, there is this, everything that God does, he does his key constantly moving. Praise God. You know. So, yep, that's it. John 5 and 17. My Father walketh hitherto, and I work. What does that mean? Jesus is basically saying, my Father never stopped working. You know, I mean, many of us think that, you know, God stopped working. You know, 6 days he did these things. And then on the seventh day, he rested from all his works. You know, God never stopped working, you know. And, you know, and people often actually thought that God was tired, you know. Tired is the reason why he rested on the seventh day. Because, oh, he did all these incredible things, you know, and now he's tired. Well, you know, I challenge that concept because in the book of Isaiah chapter 40 says, you know, hast thou not known and hast thou not heard, you know, the everlasting God. He is neither weary. He never gets tired. There's no such thing. He's the Almighty God. He could never have gotten tired. That's a myth that we have been told, you know, in religion, you know, that in religious circles that God got tired, so he rested. No, he did not get tired. Rested means he came to a halt. He finished. It's the same verb that was used on Mount Ararat. The ark rested on Mount Ararat on a certain time. He came to a stopping point. And why did God stop? It's a little digression, but it will help us understand what God has imparted to us. Why did God stop? You know, why? You know, as God, you know, and as I like to explain it, at the creation, God was imagining things and creating them and calling them forth. And everything that I'm just using human language now. Everything that he imagined, he called it forth. You know, so finally, he imagined himself. That's right. So when he imagined himself, he said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Glory to God. Now, that was the peak. That was the capstone. That was the height. That was the climax of, you know, his creation. You cannot do one better. You know, that, you know, you can't. After he imagined himself, say, I want to make man just like me. You know, so he was done, you know, creating everything. It was just done. It wasn't because he was tired, because he has achieved the, you know, it's the epitome. It's the climax of his creation. The greatest part of his imagination was to imagine himself, that he wanted to reproduce himself in man. And he said, yeah, let's do it. And when that was done, he said, yep, you know, Adam, you got this. You got this. So he stepped back and put everything in Adam's lap. You know, he wasn't tired. God was never tired. God is never tired. He does never weary. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. But he ceased from his works because the man had arrived. The man is here. He's got everything that God gave him. Genesis 2 and 7 said the Lord breathed into him and he had the total package, put everything inside of him. And so God said, yep, yeah, he got this. You know, so comes to Adam and say, hey, Adam, what are you going to call this one? Because you got this. What are you going to do over here? And whatever Adam said went. And he said, look, just flourish, multiply, you know, increase, do everything and have dominion, you know. And the increase was supposed to have been of no end. That was the plan. The increase was supposed to have been of no end. Adam was supposed to have been bringing forth, you know, godly seed just like himself. He was created in the image of God. And he was, you know, he should have been bringing forth. God wanted God kind, not mankind. But Adam couldn't do it through disobedience. In Genesis chapter 5, we are told that Adam brought forth a man in his own image. Where did the image of God go? You know, wow. Genesis 5 and 2, you can read it there. He brought forth a son in his own image. You know, God wanted him to bring forth sons in God's image. You might say, well, he was created in the image of God, and so he brought forth somebody in his own image, maybe by transfer. No, they already lost. There was something broken there. You know, that's how they became mankind, which should have been God kind all along. But when we get back there, the power that was invested in Adam is back in us for a continuous supply. Continuous, you know, I mean, it just keeps going. He never stops. My Father worketh hitherto, and I work. You know, he doesn't stop, you know, and neither should we. There is much more, you know, to God where whatever it is that we think we know came from. So today we're talking about abundance, you know, the abundance of everything, you know, that God gives us. It comes in abundance like that. You know, God, you know, the steadfastness of God never faileth. They are new every morning. New every morning. I mean, it's like, it's just constantly, you know, so we should never stop. We don't want to stop, you know, at, you know, whatever it is that we thought we got, you know, we don't want to stop. We want to keep going because the Lord is the one that, you know, is the source. And when we're connected to the source like that, you know, there is never, any shortage. People have shortages because they disconnect, you know, from the source. You know, when we disconnect from the source, you know, then we have shortage. But if we are connected to the source, it's like Psalm 1 says that, but he shall be like a tree that's connected, planted by the rivers of living water, that's always oozing out some blessings too. And that tree will never stop producing, you know, always bringing forth. His leaves shall not wither, you know, he's never out of season, you know, and everything that he does will continue to prosper. And because he is connected to the source like that, praise God. So, you know, that's where we want to be. Now, I have a few more things to say, but I will in a few minutes. But I'm going to stop right here, and I want to just pray for a minute because, you know, I'm praying and I'm trusting that the Lord should open our understanding to get this. You know, when we get this, you know, and we understand this abundance and overflowing presence of God that can be in our lives for everything too. Spiritual, material, physical, everything. It's an abundance. It's running over. He never wants us to just survive. He wants us to thrive. He never wants us to have barely enough. He wants us to have running over. You know, so I am going to just stop for a minute and pray, because I feel something in the spirit that we are not quite getting this. And I pray that the Lord will help you to get it. We want to become just like Him. Just like Him. In His hands, everything is an abundance. You can put two loaves and five fishes into His hands. You know, no problem. You know, He can just bless it, turn it into thousands, a meal for thousands. I mean, that's who He is. Everything about Him is in abundance. You know, He said, look, Andrew, where are we going to get, you know, bread to feed these people? He already knew what He wanted to do, you know, but, you know, they say, oh, we don't have anything except this little lad's lunch here. And the little lad said, well, you can have it. He can have it. That was something that his mom packed for him to go in the crowd. It was just his sack lunch. That's all it was, for a little boy. You put it into the hands of the master. He's got this thing in him. It's called the source of everything. You know, when he puts his hands on it, you know, it just multiplies. It's an abundance. It's overrunning. Not only the 5,000 people eat, they gathered fragments, 12 baskets left over, you know. I mean, it's like, and I tell you so a secret too, God put the same anointing upon the disciples. Many people have not thought about that, you know, because the blessing came from Jesus into the hands of the disciples. That's it. You know, Jesus blessed it and he gave it to the disciples. Jesus never gave it to the crowd. It was the disciples He gave it to. It was the disciples that gave to the crowd. As a matter of fact, the increase, the overflowing was happening in the hands of Peter, James, John, Philip, and all the rest of them. It was happening in their hands. It wasn't really happening in the hands of Jesus. But Jesus just put a blessing on it and put it into their hands for the overflowing. Think about it. It's not that hard to break a loaf into 12 pieces. You know, I can do that. You can do that. So that's no big miracle. I can break a piece of bread into 12. That's very easy. And hand it to 12 people. You know, you can break a couple of fishes into 12 pieces and hand it to those guys. It's nothing, you know, extraordinary about that. But because He put a blessing of the source of increase and the source of overflowing, He put that blessing upon that thing and put it into their hands. That's the revelation here this morning. Partners with Christ in supply and overflowing. The miracle happening in the hands of Peter. I mean, Peter had just a little piece in his hand, and as he gave it to somebody, he just kept increasing. And it just would not deplete. That was happening in the hands of Peter, not in the hands of Jesus. Just think about it. You know, so Jesus did his part. He's done. He just moved on. Blessed, he gave it to the disciples and moved on. This is exactly where we are today. He's already blessed it. What is in your hands today? Put it in the hands of the Master. Father, I pray for revelation, even now, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, put thy spirit into people today that we may understand this. Lord, put it in our hearts to understand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, the cycle of creation. The cycle of blessing. Ha, thank you, Jesus. Put it in our hearts to understand this morning. In the name of Jesus. You know, the Bible says that, you know, God is even constantly creating. You know, when He holds His hands, you know, these, all the things in the sea died. And then he revives and they are created again. My Father walketh until now, so I walk. He never ceased and he never stopped. You know, so, and they, nobody ever understood what Jesus meant by that. Your Father walking until now and then you walk. Well, what does that mean? Well, Jesus told them, look, I don't care whether it's Sabbath day, this day or that day. My Father never stopped working. That's a revelation for us here today. Because everybody thought that God stopped working. But Jesus said something to the contrary. You know, my Father walketh hitherto, and I walk. And I gave that scripture in case anybody's just coming to the room. You can read it in John chapter 5, and I believe it was verse 17. And this was when they accused him of doing something on the Sabbath day, because you can't do that on the Sabbath, you know. And Jesus said, look, Sabbath day or not, my Father is still working. Glory to God. Because he's working, I am working. You know, because I, the Son can do nothing of himself. What he seeth the Father do, you know, that's what the Son does also. The same chapter, he talked about all of that. You know, just in verse 19. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself. But whatever he seeth the Father do, you know, that's what the Son does likewise. And that should be our posture as well. We can do nothing, you know, but whatever we see him do, John chapter 16 and verse 13 will tell you how that works. When the Spirit of truth is come, he will show you things to come. You know, what is yet to happen, because God has already done it in the spirit realm. And it is yet to happen. When the Holy Spirit shows it to you like that, then you can walk in that and do the same. When God was doing whatever he was doing, Christ was flowing in the same way, God the Father, Christ was flowing in the same way, and then he was doing it. He became a conduit of whatever his Father was doing. My Father is doing, I am doing. Whatever he's doing, I am doing the same. You know, God is the creator. I mean, never, never, never for 1 minute think that, you know, his creative power has ceased. Never. He's always constantly, constantly. He can never stop, you know, because there is this thing about him, right? You know, he can never stop. He's always, always moving. He never slumbers. He never sleeps. You know, I want you to think about that. He has never stopped. Even when it appears that he's silent, something is always cooking, you know, because God never stops. It's always going. And he wants us to be connected to that source that will give us abundance and overflowing. It'll give us running over. And why? Why is that necessary? Well, because we are called to be a blessing. You know, the running over is not just for me. You know, I'm already full, but I must run over for, you know, so somebody else can tap into it. You know, we must run over so somebody else can tap into it. You know, that's the reason why we are blessed. When God gives us more than enough, it's not just for us to consume it upon our own lusts. It is because, one, two things. Well, he's not only going to bless your bread basket, which is what you are eating now. He will also bless your storehouse, which is, you know, enough for the future. But, you know, you can be able to overflow to others. So when God gives us more than enough, it's for us to save up. Some people don't know how to do that. But also, it is for us to be a blessing to others. You know, what was the story that we saw in the story of Joseph in Egypt? For 7 years of plenty, you know, how things were just increasing abundance. I mean, they built the barns were filled. They had to build other barns. They filled up some cities. You know, those who are filled, they went to other cities. I mean, it was just an abundance. You know, it was just filled up. But the Holy Spirit already revealed to Joseph that, look, after all of that overflowing and abundance, there was coming a famine that would be so harsh that people would even forget the years of plenty. And he brought a secret to people. So I'm teaching now on managing the abundance and managing the overflowing, you know, in the physical. Yeah, we don't need to manage it in the spiritual. But in the physical, managing that, Joseph said, look, let Pharaoh save up 20%. One-fifth of all the increase in every year. And there is a secret and a lesson there. Some people don't know how to save, you know. But, you know, when the God gives you an increase, then you go out and on a shopping spree. Every time you get a raise, you got to go on a shopping spree and spend everything. You know, we are commanded to be a blessing. God wants us to be, you know, I was speaking about this, you know, in our local church a few weeks ago, said, look, he wants you to be favor magnets, but you got to know how to manage that favor. So I'm bringing the two sides today. There's an overflowing when you are connected to the source. But then you got to know how to manage it. If you don't know how to manage it, like Joseph was teaching them, you know, and they, because of the incredible spirit of counsel that was upon Joseph, he was able to bring, you know, that understanding to save the world almost at that time. Because he knew how to manage the abundance. You know, when there is an abundance like that, when there's an overflowing like that, if you don't know how to manage it and you squander it, some people come into fortune, you know, sudden fortune. Well, we know the scripture says that might fly away, but, you know, especially when it is gotten hastily, but, you know, come into it and then squander it like the, you know, prodigal son. He came into sudden inheritance hastily and he went and squandered everything. Just squandered it all. And mismanagement of his resources, even though he had an abundance. I mean, he had an overflowing. I mean, he was oozing wealth and he was just everything around. He was just spending, flashing, you know, flashing everything, just spending and so on. Ostentatiously, just doing everything until he ran out and began to be in want. So while we must stay connected to the source for a continuous overflowing, we must also learn wisdom on how to manage that overflowing. Now, anytime God gives you more than enough, there's a reason for it. You know, and he always gives us, you know, this message is to instruct us on how God will give us more than enough all the time, not just sometimes. But the message will not be, the teaching will not be complete unless we also instruct how to manage the excess, exceeding abundantly and above. Now, how do you manage the excess? How do you manage the excess? A lot of people come into a lot of wealth, and then, but the latter end, when it comes suddenly like that, the latter end is even worse. You know, and I've wondered, I've seen it even in public figures. I've seen it in some, you know, boxers and some prize fighters. They earn a lot of money. They can earn 20 million in one night, you know, and then a few years down the road, you look at their life and you're like, where in the world, what happened to all that money? You know, and they are back to being paupers. You know, look, God wants to give us an overflowing of abundance, but he also wants us to have sound judgment and counsel in managing the resources. Prudence. If you don't manage the resources, then you began to be in want, even after God already supplied. There may be times when it's flowing, and there may be times when it stopped flowing, but the times when it stopped flowing was because either God has made preparation for someplace else, or maybe he's already giving you more than enough, but you didn't keep it, you know? So, well, God will always supply. And then we must use wisdom on how we are going to manage it. So today we are going to be praying, and we're going to be declaring and moving in this realm of overflowing. All of the realms of the spirit, physical, material, however you want to call it, finances, you know, even your health. He says your health shall spring forth, you know, speedily. I mean, Isaiah 58, your health, everything about you, it be in an abundance. God will give it to us, but we must manage it right. Glory to God. And the same thing goes for the grace of God in the spiritual. We must tap into an overflowing of his presence. And when that joy begins to bubble in your heart, when that, you know, anointing of, I mean, you just can't shut up. You know, the way to get more is to keep dishing it out. Praise God. You know, and even in natural blessings, it's the same way. If you can give it away, God will always find a way to get it to you. That's right. Yeah, so can take note of that. If you know how to give it away, God will find a way always to get it to you. Because now you are a conduit. You are a blessing. You know, but you don't have to give away everything that God gave you and then begin to be in want. No, we're not talking about that. You know, some people do that too. They don't have the wisdom. They don't have the understanding, you know, and, you know, they get cajoled into giving away everything they have. You know, I have been on this app right here where I heard a young lady that said she went somewhere and they asked, went to a room and maybe they asked them to sew or something. I don't know what language they used. And she gave everything she had, and then she began to be in want. I mean, what kind of nonsense is that? You know, that's not what I'm talking about today. You know, that is foolishness. And then afterwards, she began to pray. Then she came into another room, and, you know, they should be praying for her. And people are praying, and then people are trying to raise money for her. I'm like, what kind of prayer is that? You know, that's not, that is foolishness. That is no wisdom at all. You know, God never asked anybody to do that, you know, so that's not what we're talking about here. I'm not talking about you giving away your rent money and then become, you know, later on being in want just because somebody smooth talked you and made merchandise of the people. There's a lot of people that have been made merchandise of like that. They tell you that, oh, if you give $1,000, you know, God will bless you. I'm not even talking about that at all in this room. You know, that's all nonsense. You know, God will bless you already anyway. You know, that's what I'm talking about. He has already blessed you anyway. And after God has blessed you, out of the abundance of what God bless you, you can feel free to give. It's not the other way around. The subject of tithing came up in Genesis chapter 14. First time ever. First time ever. And there is always the law of first mention. The law of first mention says that Melchizedek blessed Abraham. And, you know, and called the blessing of God over him. And after that, Abraham gave him a tithe. First mention. So we see the order in which that happened. First, a blessing. And then he gave him tithes of all of the blessing. So it's not the other way around. you know, don't give anything in order that you hope that you are going to get. That's not how it works. That's trickery that people use. And the people that tell you that kind of thing, and I'm saying it like this, hopefully it will help somebody. I never plan to say this today, but maybe it will help somebody. So the trickery that people use to get people to give money and say that's how you're going to get an overflow. I'm not talking about that at all. You know, if that's how they're going to get an overflow, then why don't they give the money and they get that overflow? You know, so, you know, the Bible says that if you teach somebody, if you teach and you don't do, you will be the least in the kingdom if you make it even at all. And these people that are out here making merchandise of people, I promise you, they will be the least in the kingdom because they are not doing what they are teaching. If the way, you know, to get a blessing is for you to give, why don't the minister himself give so he can get a blessing? So if you want me to give you $1,000 so I can, God can bless me, why don't you give $1,000 away yourself so that you can get that blessing? Practice what you preach and do it that way. So I'm not talking about that at all. Let somebody just hear briefly and say, oh, he's talking. No, I want to, you know, call that out, lay that disclaimer right here. Not talking about that at all. This room is not about you giving your finances for anything. No, it's about you flowing in the blessings of God. God will instruct you what you want to do afterwards. You know, so don't let anybody say that, you know, I said they should give so that they can get. I never said that. You know, God will give you first. And then, you know, out of what you have, because you can't give what you don't have, folks. Out of the abundance of what you have, you know, then you give tithes to God or whatever you want to give, you know, because he has already blessed you. You know, that is how it works. You know, so, you know, let's not, you know, turn things away and say some other way. You know, so if you wish to read more about that, you know, just go and see the story of how, you know, Abraham and Melchizedek and all that. You can read it in Genesis chapter 14. Melchizedek in verse 18, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. And he was a priest of the Most High God. And when he blessed Abraham, he said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which had delivered thine enemies into thy hand. So God blessed him first. You know, this figure was God. Read it in Hebrews chapter 7. It's a, you know, figure of God. You know, and after he was blessed, then he gave him tithes of all. So that's the order in which it works. All right. So now that I've established that, I wasn't talking about that, you know, be a conduit of blessing nonetheless. You know, don't be a lake, be a river. Be a river that overflows. You know, Jordan overflowed his banks at different times of the year. You know, be a river that overflows. Overflow in your banks, you know, to others so that others may be blessed. You know, when once God is blessing you and putting this blessing on your life like this, it's not for, you know, just self-gratification only. It is for us to bless others as well. Praise God. So that's what I am talking about today. But we're going to go into prayers and declaration in the room right now. You know, the beauty of the Lord is that when he speaks and we hear it and we do it, it leaves a blessing. You know, but if we don't do it, you know, then we will be heirs of the word, but not doers of the same. But we don't want to be like that, you know. So let's be a blessing. But first, you must be blessed. You know, so, you know, in the book of Psalm 46 and verse 4, it says, there is a river the streams whereof shall make glad the house of God. This river is flowing. It's coming. It's flowing. Everything in its path. We covered this the other day when we read the story of Ezekiel 47. When that river was flowing, it said everything it came into contact with was healed. You know, that was a blessing flowing with that river. It's just everything it came into contact with healed. And that's a blessing in your life. You know, the when you are connected to the source like that, that's why Jesus, everywhere he went, he was always doing good because he was connected to the source. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our admonition today. Stay connected to the source and let everything, you know, that God pours into you be a blessing, not only to you, but also to others, you know. And as God is doing it, let me read this to you this way. You know, verse 8 of Ezekiel 47 says, these waters issued out his country and so forth, and go down to the sea. And when they are brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. And it shall come to pass that everything that liveth and moveth, whithersoever the rivers shall come, this is Ezekiel chapter 47 and verse 9, everything that liveth and moveth, whithersoever these rivers and this overflowing shall come, shall live. Glory to God. And there shall be a great multitude, a very great multitude of fish, because these waters came there. That's right. You know, so the blessing God already put upon you. Jesus has blessed you to be a blessing. Jesus blessed the little boy's lunch and gave it to the disciples. Now it's left to the disciples now to give it to the crowd. Jesus said, now, give it to the crowd. Praise God. You know, command them to sit in companies. And after they sit, now give it to them. So the thing that Jesus puts in our hands, he now commands us to give to others. It's a blessing. And everywhere you go, a great multitude of fish. You know, this is both natural and spiritual. You know, because these waters shall come thither, they shall be healed, and everything shall live wherever the river cometh. I mean, quickened, give life, you know, things that are even dead, this blessing that's flowing inside of you, this overflowing, you know, in order to be like a river, you know, you got to be overflowing. Things are coming, you're just, you know, moving on. We're not just a lake that's just, you know, receive everything and then no flowing. And then the next thing you know, the lake starts to breed deadness, stench, algae, and all fungi and all of these things because there's no flowing. But a river that's constantly flowing, you're not going to find any dead stuff in there. It's always flowing, always flowing. They connect to the source and they are flowing through. And everywhere it goes, it's healing things along its path. It's bringing joy. A river, the streams whereof shall make glad the house of God. Let this yet your life be that river out of your belly. Let it flow for those rivers of living water. And out of, you know, everywhere you come into contact with, let there be a blessing. A blessing for yourself, a blessing for your family, even where you work, just because you are there. The Bible says just because of Joseph, because such an anointing of blessing was upon him, you know, the God began to bless the house of Potiphar. Everything that Joseph did, even when he went to the prison, you know, was always flowing, and eventually flowing and flowing and flowing him to the top of their kingdom. The blessing is upon you. And God said, I have blessed you. No one can curse you. That's what Balaam found out. He said, look, there's a blessing on these people. You cannot change it and you cannot reverse it. So the blessing of the Lord is upon us. And his blessing is with you in the name of the Lord Jesus today. and he will bring goodness. He will bring mercies to you through this blessing. And you will be a source of blessing, not only to yourself, to your family, to your community, to the body of Christ, everywhere. And remember, Proverbs 10 and 22, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he added no sorrow with it. All right, now we're going to go into prayers. I'm going to go into the declaration. But before we do that, you know, there's anyone with us in the room that would like to come on stage as we do this, please feel free to do that. Just raise your hand, we'll bring you to the stage. But now, you know, I'm done presenting. We're now going to declare. But before I do that, let me get a reaction from the people on stage. Quick reaction before we declare. So quick reaction. I'll go first to my wife, Lady Ebon. You there? Your reaction.
Hallelujah. Wow. That's my reaction. Glory. What an outpouring of the word of God. I want to thank God for this room. I want to thank you also for being obedient to the voice of the Lord and in bringing out these words. Because sometimes you feel like people are reading a different kind of Bible when it's, you know, but this is the word of the Lord. God has given us things in abundance. Yeah, sometimes I wonder, you know, God has blessed us in abundance. He wants us to be in abundance. Anything or anything else, you know, it's not acceptable to him. So God has, his thoughts towards us are for good. They are not for evil, to give us the expected end. Therefore, we need to align our thoughts to how God is thinking about us and what God is doing in our lives and what God is doing in our days. You know, how God has given us the ability to flow and help us to be as not as stagnant water, but a river that flows and blesses other people. So and also the idea of, you know, giving after, you know, God has blessed you. When God blesses you, then you give. Not somebody coercing you into giving all you have and then hoping that you get blessings one day, you know. So we thank God for correcting all these things that we thought ought to be this way. But the word of God is powerful. It's powerful and it's going to speak for itself. So I thank God for the teaching of this morning. I'm glad that I have not missed it. So thank you for the word of God, and I thank everyone in this room. Thank you for your cooperation. Thank you for listening. God bless you, and I will yield my mic. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, honey, for that. Praise God. Yes, you know, the Lord gives to us a little by little, here a little, there a little, you know, but, you know, we grow in his grace. We grow in his knowledge, and he's shown us something again today that we can tap into and run with it. You know, definitely, you know, there's more to the word of God that meets the eyes sometimes, but we just have to open our hearts and let the Lord speak to us. Thank you so much for sharing. Let me go to Sister Julia and get your reaction.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, everybody. I see people down there. I just want to thank God because his word is true. And yes, I received that word this morning. And my cup runs over indeed. You know, you just brought to remembrance the truth about the word of God. You know, I like when you all say, we cannot be that stagnant water, but we have to be that river that flows. And really, that's what God wants us to be, just flow. And when we allow him,
He really does do that. You know, he bubbles within us and he flows to others. We're supposed to be givers. We're supposed to have so much of him, so much of his blessings that we give to others. So I received this word today. I thank you, sir, for always, you know, bringing this word. It's fresh meat every morning. And it's just amazing to me how this can be. But this is the doing of the Lord. And it is marvelous in my eyes. I just thank him for giving us not just enough, but even exceedingly abundantly above that which we can ask or think. That's what his word says. So I received this word this morning. I believe it. And I thank God for that overflowing abundance that he has given to us. I receive it in Jesus' name. Thank you, sir. I yield the mic so others can speak. Blessed be the name
of God. Amen and amen. Thank you for sharing that. Yes, he wants us to thrive. Doesn't want us to just survive. I am come that they might have life and that more abundantly. That is the Lord's antidote to the tactics of the devil to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The devil is doing his thing, but the Lord is also doing his thing. And when we tap into, when we are connected, I cannot say that enough. When we are connected to the source, blessed is the man, you know, who's connected to that source. It shall be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of living water. That tree is connected and it will never go out of season. He's always bringing forth. His leaves shall never wither. He's always flourishing. You know, flourishing. In fact, the Bible says in Psalm 92, those that be planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. Fat and flourishing. They'll just be, you know, they're just oozing blessings out. You know, they're just, and it's amazing because of the blessing of the Lord. And when we understand that, you know, the enemy cannot take from us. Even the peace that God gives us. Jesus said, my peace I leave unto you. Not as world he gives, but, you know, my peace is a different kind. It's a peace that passes understanding, as we read in Philippians 4 and 7. It passes understanding. We don't even know how it comes. Even in the midst of all the stuff that's going on, we still have abundance. We have joy in the Holy Ghost and full of glory, you know, unspeakable. It's just, you know, that's just it. And the flowing of his presence, the overflowing of his grace, you know, every day we can have it in abundance, you know, glory to God, you know. And when we talk about that, it's amazing for us to just sit back and let God fill our lives with such abundance. Thank you, Sister Buki, for sharing. You know, I've got Sister Pearl also on stage. I know you said you're listening in. Are you able to speak? Okay, let me go to Sister Maggie, and then we'll come back around. Sister Maggie, God bless you. Your reaction this morning.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. And thank you so much, sir. The Lord bless you. This morning has been so much a blessing because I was just feeling as the Lord was speaking through you that Jesus is an all-rounder. he cares for our spirit, our soul, our bodies, everything about us he cares about. And he was not just ministering to us in the spirit how we should do spiritually, but even he stretched it to our finances, to how to live and manage our lives in wisdom. That is, to me this morning, it got to me. It is so fantastic that the Lord is an all-rounder. He cares for every part of our lives. So I thank the Lord for that this morning. And while you were speaking about when the Lord blesses us, that he blesses us to bless others, that when we are full, not just spiritually now, but even physically, financially, that we should, you know, be those that let the cup run over and spill on others. And you were talking about how to save and things like that. And it just came to my mind that the Lord wants us to help others indeed. And saving, to me, I don't know, but this is how I always think about saving. I always think about saving, not just putting my money in the bank, but I save in a safe place. To me, saving in a safe place is giving to people, watering others with whatever I have. Because like there was a time back home in Nigeria, there was this bank that folded up and people couldn't get their money. Everything just went. I had a friend there that had millions. And she almost killed herself. They called the bank Savannah Bank. And she couldn't recover the money or whatever. And that taught me a lesson. Even when I was in the Bahamas, that happened too. There was this corporate place that they take people's money to keep for when they retire, they will start paying them. They called it something, credit something. And these people declared bankruptcy and just closed down. And people that had retired, nurses, they had to come back to my to start working because all that they had gone with those people. So it brought back that to my spirit again that, oh, wow, save your money in a safe place. A place that is safe is in dishing it out to people because you will never lose the reward. You give to them whether you feel you should give this person or not, leave it to the Lord. As he directs you, just give it. Just give it. Just give it. And when you do that, you are saving it in a safe place. It will come back to you. There will be no moth or rust or thief or whatever that will go there to take it. And that is so much a blessing to me this morning, sir. God bless you. And some scriptures came to my mind, like Deuteronomy 15, verse 10 and 11, where the Lord was saying, there will not lack some people that are in need in the land that we should give unto them. And then somewhere in 1 Samuel chapter 30, where David and some people went to battle. And when they were coming back with great spoil, the people that went to the battle said, no, we're not going to share with those that are at home because they've not gone with us. They've not done this and that with us. We own everything. And David spoke to them. David said, ye shall not do so, my brethren, with that which the Lord has given us, who has preserved us, delivered the company that came against us into our land. You see, whatever the Lord has given us of a truth, it is for us to share. It is for us to keep it in a safe place. And for me, keeping my money in the bank is not a safe place. Giving it to people, investing in people's life is the safe place for me. And I always see returns. Praise the Lord. That's what I have to share this morning. God bless you, sir, and God bless everyone. Thank you for listening. God bless.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing, Sister Maggie. Yes, the Bible does say, I am not a financial advisor, and I will not be financially advising people here in this room, but we just talk generally speaking, but she did speak wisdom. Wisdom is what she spoke there. So Ecclesiastes 11 says, cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Give a portion to seven and also to eight, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. So, let God guide you in how you're going to invest your money. So this is not a financial investment room. You have to talk to the financial investors for that. But I do want to say that she spoke wisdom there. There will be a time, and I can tell you this, there's a time that some of these financial institutions are coming to a collapse. I can tell you that prophetically. We know it from the word of God. And Jesus himself said, look, if you lay your treasures somewhere and the thieves come in and steal and the things corrupt and so forth, then what good is it? But put your treasures in heaven, but that doesn't mean that, you cannot put your money. I just want to make sure I clarify that, because the story that he told in Luke chapter 19 of the pounds and so on, and Matthew 20 and all of that. Talk about, look, you should have put my money in the bank so that I could get mine back with interest. It was just a lesson, but there is a revelation that God gave to Sister Maggie, because as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You got to be led. You know, how God leads you is what you must do. That's the way that God's leading her, and she's doing it, and it's working for her. However God leads you is what you should do, and we pray that it will work for you. But don't confuse this room, because this will be on recording, you know, and I don't want anybody to confuse this room as though we are telling them, you know, how to invest or how not to invest. You know, I leave that to investors. Sometimes when I even talk to people about their health, you know, I stay away from certain things. I mean, I'll talk to them from the scriptures. I know how God heals and stuff like that. But when we talk about medical and this, whether you should do this or not do that, you know, we'll leave that to, you know, to people who are healthcare professionals. I am not, you know, but one thing I know the word of God. And the word of God is clear. What Stamagi said today is the word of God. You know, let God lead you to share, I mean, to put your, you know, savings in things that will survive. You know, that's what she's saying. God leading her to do that. You know, but be careful how you do that. You know, so let God lead you. God must lead you into all of that. You know, that's a powerful share. The scriptures tell us that when we cast our, bread upon the waters, we'll find it back in many days. So there is a basis for what she shared, and it's out of Ecclesiastes 11, and I read it to you, verses 1 and 2. Give a portion to 7, give a portion to 8. You don't know which, when you're going to get, that's like paying it forward. You pay it forward. I think we covered that about 4 days or so ago, I don't know. When you pay it forward, you know, eventually it'll come back to you. You know, so before the stuff happens, you've done some good stuff, you know, and then God will remember you and bring it back to you. Anytime we give something to anybody, even a water, I mean, a cup of water, I meant, you know, when we do it in the name of the Lord, it's a blessing. And, you know, and we'll receive a blessing. Jesus, Matthew 25, talked about those that, you know, gave and visited and, you know, cared for those who were suffering or imprisoned or impoverished or naked or destitute or whatever. And they did all these things, you know, and it was like, wow. It was like putting your treasure in heaven by investing your treasure in the lives of people here on earth, you know, because then you get a tremendous reward when you get to heaven, you know. So, you know, what she said is true. I just want to clarify that we're not telling people not to put their money in the banks. You know, you do as God leads you, you know, but remember that what we give away to the Lord, we never lose. You know, that's really what she's saying. When you give away to the Lord. And if you have experienced that before, if the financial system collapsed on you, you're going to be gone shy. There's a lot of people like that. Financial systems collapsed on them. They couldn't get their money out. And not every financial system is backed by the FDIC. Some of them are not. I mean, the banks are, you know, some of the investments are not, you know, and you do it at a risk even, you know. So, I mean, all of that is out there. Consult your financial advisors if you want to do stuff like that, you know. But here in this room, we're saying, look, be a blessing. Be a blessing. Let's make sure that your life is flowing. And if you can be a blessing, he that giveth to the poor lendeth to the Lord, and he will repay him. You will never lose, you know, anything you give away in the name of the Lord. Just be careful now, you know, use wisdom even in your giving. We've already talked about that today. So use wisdom even in your giving, you know, so that you don't become impoverished, you know, because you followed some misleading information, you know, and all of that. So that's what we're saying. Use sound judgment, use wisdom, in your giving. Do things right. The Lord will continue to bless you. Thank you so much, Sister Maggie, for sharing, as always. Good morning, Sister Lola.
Good morning, Pastor Yato, Mommy Ebun, Sister Julia, Sister Pearls, Mommy Maggie, everybody in the room. You know, thank you so much for this message. It was such a blessing. I woke up and I was feeling a little bit off. And, you know, I think it's just by the Holy Spirit that I was just like, you know what, I'm coming into the room today. Because the past couple of days have just been really busy. But anyway, this message is so prophetic for me, because everything you said, we literally talked about in Bible study last night. Literally, the topic was giving. And we looked at 2 Corinthians chapter 9, where, you know, Paul is talking to the church of Corinth and he's saying, preparing them. And even the past couple weeks, you know, everything that you said, the Holy Spirit, the Lord has really been showing me and teaching me. And saying that this needs to be really shared to the church, to the people of God, how important it is that we are ready for abundance. And so, you know, we were really looking about, because Paul was really preparing them to give. And so we talked about how giving and generosity really starts from our hearts being prepared and being fluid, basically, as the Lord gives us, that we don't hold it back, that we are always ready to give when there's an opportunity, right? Of course, with wisdom, but, you know, as the Holy Spirit leads to give. And I shared this because this is just heavy on my heart, that there's a shift coming where the children of God will be in abundance financially and with resources. However, if we don't have a heart of generosity, then it's not useful for those who need it, right? It's not going to be able to use to advance the kingdom of God. And so, you know, everything that you said today was literally, you know, right in line with the Bible study that we had yesterday. And it is so powerful. And it was really about having a heart of generosity. It's not as much about money, but it's about trusting God as an unending source, right? That God is our source. And so because he has an unlimited supply, we have an unlimited supply. So we live in this abundance and we don't live in fear of scarcity, of not having enough. And so our hand is open for those who need it, you know, as they do, and we allow the Holy Spirit to lead, and we're not afraid to let go because we know that our supply does not end. And it's just knowing who your source is and just being a good steward, being a steward instead of an owner. God is an owner, but we're stewards of everything that he has. And so being a good steward allows us to freely give without fear, without lack, without scarcity, and to really live in the abundance that God has called us to live in, but also to really be the blessing that God has positioned us to be around the world, around our neighborhoods and everywhere that we go. So anyway, I don't want to take up too much time. There's just so much. I just can't talk about everything, but literally everything that you said was right in line with our Bible study. And I feel like that is the message that the Holy Spirit is really showing many, many of us. And it's just, it was a blessing. It was just a confirmation of what God has been showing me and telling me. So thank you for this. Thank you for your obedience. Thank you for these rooms. And it's just a blessing to be a part of this ministry.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing that, Stalola. Alexis, I see your hand up. I'm trying to bring you up. I'm not sure what's happening. I am trying to bring you up. Can you accept that invitation so you can come up? It doesn't seem to be working for me. Okay, there we go. All right. You know, so thank you, Stalola, for sharing. Yes, you know, in the early church, Acts chapter 2, the Bible says, you know, they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrines and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. You know, and, you know, fear even came upon all the souls, many wonders and signs and wonders done by the apostles. Acts 2, I'm reading from verse 43. And all they that believed were together and had all things common and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as they had need. You know, and so these things were there in the beginning, and we must get back to that point. You know, the level of trust, you know, and that we have, God is going to have to develop that. And, you know, persecution helps too. Yeah, persecution will help all the splinters that we have in the body of Christ now. You know, God will send some persecution. It's coming. I'm not a prophet of doom, but it is coming. There will be persecution to try to wear out the saints, and the bands of believers everywhere must band together. You know, but at the same time, there will be those that will betray one another. Jesus said it's all there. You know, brother shall betray brother, sister betray sister, and so forth. But, you know, some will be betraying. They were really not part of the body. They were just infiltrators. You know, but God will bring the true body together, and we'll get back to the place where, you know, we can share, you know, and God is preparing us to do that. You know, let's be able to listen, and he that is faithful in little is the one that can be faithful in much. If God gives you a little now and you don't even know how to manage it, you know, let alone share, you know, how is he going to make you, you know, bring in? Jesus said it himself, you know, who's, look, and let me digress a little bit and just say to you too. If you are an entrepreneur or you or wanna be, listen, there is a lesson, you know, for us to learn here, right? You know, God, there's a lesson, you know. So Jesus was talking about the, you know, in Luke chapter 16, I'm trying to find it here. I was talking about, look, you know, if you, yeah, here it is, you know, in Luke chapter 16, he was talking about, you know, if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, you know, who shall give unto you that which is your own? You know, this is a secret for those, even if you want to be blessed, you know, Luke chapter 16, verse 12, you know, is, you know, let me read it from verse 11. If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who's going to give into your hands the true riches? I mean, you know, the money, you know, mammon here is talking about money. You know, which Jesus actually says is unrighteous, you know, because if you let it get into your heart, it will lead to that. But, you know, it can also be used for good, you know. But if you have been unfaithful in that, who's going to commit to your hand the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who's going to give you that which is your own? You know, this is how I counsel people who say, oh, I want to go into business and so forth. I say, look, were you faithful when you were in another man's service? Because if you were not, you know, here's this scripture right here that says, if you were not faithful when you were doing it for somebody else, who's going to put it into your hand for you to do it yourself? And so many businesses don't work out, you know, because of this, you know, principle right here, especially in the kingdom. We're not talking about people outside the kingdom. These are kingdom principles. When you're in the kingdom principles, when you're in the kingdom, the principles apply. You do the thing, whatever your hand finds doing, you do it faithfully. If you are working, you do it with all your heart. You're working with somebody else. And then, you know, if you do that, then the God is marking these things down. When it comes time, you know, you put the real thing in your hand for yourself, and this will be a blessing for you. It's right here in these verses. So I'm coming to you, Sister Alexis, in a minute, but let me just read Psalm 104 before I forget. You know, I've been meaning to read it, but I keep forgetting. And after that, I'll come to you, Alexis. Psalm 104 talks about, you know, the greatness of God. Because I was telling people about, you know, God is always walking and he doesn't cease, you know. And I needed to read this scripture, you know, to let us know that that is indeed the case. You know, so, you know, you can read it from verse 24. O Lord, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. So is this great and wide sea, wherein there are things creeping, innumerable, both small and great beasts. There go the ships. You know, there's that Leviathan, who, you know, God has made therein and all that. These all wait upon thee. Thou givest them their meat in due season. You know, that thou givest them what they gather. What thou givest them, they gather. Thou openest thy hand, they are filled with good. Thou hidest thy face, they are troubled. Thou takest away their breath, they die and return to their dust. So you see? See the cycle of creation here, even inside the sea. You know, see all the things that God is doing here. You know, and he says again, you know, in the next verse, thou sendest forth thy spirit after they have died. Then they are created and now renew the face of the earth. I mean, so God is constantly doing this thing. And then if anybody thought that, you know, oh, he sees from the creation, well, maybe that's the way you understood it, but that's not correct. You know, he's still doing these things even inside the sea. They're constantly bringing forth. They die, he recycles them, you know, bring forth creation, you know, and all of that stuff. You know, the glory of the Lord shall endure forever. It is his glory for him to rejoice in his works. You know, if his works stops, then what is he rejoicing over? His works are constantly going. That's why Jesus said, my Father walketh until now. He's still walking. He never ceases. Neither will I cease. So I wanted to throw that out there for you to know that God is constantly, even as we speak right now, you know, there is an expanse of his kingdom. There shall be no end. He's just creating things. I mean, you cannot even fathom it. You know, it's just things are being created. You know, universes are being born. You know, some are destroyed. They are born again. You know, new come again. And, you know, solar systems are collapsed and other things are created. Even sciences will tell you that God is just constantly, you know, people think that it's the world that's doing it by itself. But no, it is God that is doing it. It's God Almighty. And he has a plan to make us inherit all things. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. I mean, just think of it. Glory to God. It's amazing. It's mind-boggling if God really shows it to you. Welcome, Sister Alexis. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. I came on a little late, but just hearing everybody, you know, respond and talk. And then I looked at some of the scriptures. But I just wanted to comment because I was up this morning at about 2:30 and I began to, you know, read some scriptures, but I just began to thank God because I kept saying, man, life is just so much better with the Lord. It's just so much better, you know, in every area of our lives. He helps us, with just everything, you know. His word is true and he never breaks his promises. And the more we get to know him and the more we get to, you know, be in our word and just, you know, connect with him, he's always there. And although there's some things we may not understand, he always works it out. And I came across this song by this group that I listened to. It's called Tribal. And, the song was titled Restoration Worship. But in the chorus of the song, she says, his peace is available. His peace is always available to me. And she says, in every trial, in every tribulation, his peace is always available. And she kept singing it and singing it. And it just really resonated with me because I'm at peace. I'm peaceful every day. God is continually to heal my heart, my mind, and he just continues to place people in my life. You know, even being brought to this room is a blessing, but it's so much better. Life is just so much better with God. And, you know, I'm always, you know, telling people about the Lord as much as I know, you know, as I continue to learn and fill my cup. I always try to, you know, talk to others about it, those that may not be saved, or may just not know the Lord. So that's all I really wanted to say. I'm grateful.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Alexis. Good morning, Tubi. That's my lovely daughter in the audience there. My first daughter. Yeah, you can call her first daughter. Tubi, how are you? Good to see you. Welcome to the room. You know, if you want to come up at any time and share, raise your hand, I will bring you up. But we've been talking about God's abundant blessings. You know, fill my cup, Lord, to overflowing. Oh, fill my cup to overflowing. He's already done it. You know, we just got to open up. Hallelujah. Just open up and be blessed. Thank you, Sister Alexis, for sharing. And listen, for all that Sister Alexis has gone through, she's shared her story here. And, you know, for her to still be able to come out here and say the things that she's saying, you know, I tell you, you know, we're not immune from problems in life, but the Holy Spirit, just because we're believers, doesn't mean we're immune. I mean, people do suffer, and she suffered an incredible loss. But, you know, the Lord is here strengthening her, and she's gathering strength every day. And she's able to come out here and say that life is even so much better, you know, despite all of that she has gone through and, you know, is still going through. And God is helping her to pick up all the pieces, put it together. It's just amazing what the strength that the Holy Spirit gives to us, even in our situations. So God bless you, Sir Alexis. You know, I've got you in my heart, just praying for you. You know, the Lord, you know, he said he will never leave you nor forsake you. And you know that now. He's got his hands on your head and on your back, you know, and he's got you. He's got you. You know, he will never leave you nor forsake you. And, you know, it'll get better. It'll keep getting better. And God will use your story to be a blessing to others, you know, and that's what he's preparing you for, you know, through all of this. And I know there will be tough times, you know, there'll be tough times. But in those moments, in those tough times, just remember, you know, that he's closer than your breath. He's just right there with you. And he will, all we got to do is lean upon him, reach out to the throne of grace. And he's there to give you grace, to give you mercy, give you grace to help you in the time of need. And every time, this is for everybody else in the room too, you know, there will be times, you know, look, there are times when we're up, there are times when we're down. You know, in fact, when I first scheduled this room yesterday, it was mountains and valleys. And then the Holy Spirit switched it to this. So I'm going to come back and do those up and downs. You know, we always have those. You know, we have those. But the grace of God, you know, whether you are up or down, that's what Paul said, neither height nor depth, nor any other thing, you know, present or yet to come, separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. So, Sister Alexis, I pray for you this morning. May the grace of God continue the healing in your heart and continue to strengthen you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Strengthen you in the inner man. Be your companion. He said, thy maker is thy husband. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He will be that close companion. May you feel his presence and his spirit, the touch from God all the time. May he touch your soul and your spirit as you call upon him in praise and in worship. He will fill the vacuum. He will fill the void with his presence. And he will give, you know, the Bible says, I will wipe away your tears. Glory to God. Wipe away those tears. He'll ease the pain and make it so you can smile again. The Lord is good. And I just want to pray. I want us to take some time now and go into prayers in this room now. It's time. It's time. We got to, you know, when we do these declarations and everybody do their sharings and reactions, we still got to do, I mean, when we bring the teaching and all that, we got to do the declaration. We got to do the prayers. So right now it's time to pray. So if you're on stage or in the audience, I want you to pray with me. And if you're on stage, you can release your mics at this time. It's a prayer time right now. We need to get filled with his abundance and his overflowing presence all the time. Let's start with that, because seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I mean, we're always pursuing all these things that we have going on in our lives, and that when we must do that. But first, let's start with the kingdom. Let's start with his presence. So if you are on the stage with me today, I want you to pray with me. And that's our first prayer. Lord, let it overflow in me. The presence of God, a flowing of your spirit. Let me stay connected to the source. That's our prayer. Would you take a few minutes? And everybody, open your mics and let's pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray and I ask, oh Lord, in this room today, for everyone that's here and for myself as especially, I pray for the grace of God to be overflowing in my heart.
Make me a source. Help me to be in that which is little, O God.
Bread of heaven.
Help me to
be till I want no more. Bread of heaven.
Open my eyes to opportunities that you have opened before me, Lord.
Every day.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Be to life. Bread of heaven. Fill me every day. Every day. Father, fill me, Lord. Oh, fill me, Lord. Fill me, Lord. Let me be an overflowing. Fill my cup. In Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible says, you know, that we should grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And let us be that river that brings streams of joy. There is a river that brings thereof Let us pray. That's going to be our next prayer point. Quickly. I pray, Lord, that I will be like that river that makes glad the house of God always in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, yes. Psalm 46 and verse 4. There is a river that streams whereof shall make glad the city of God and the house of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, let my life be a life of blessing. Make me a channel of blessing today. Make me a channel of blessing, I pray. Lord, make me a channel of blessing, Lord. Make me a channel of blessing. Let my life be a life of blessing, a life of, you know, abundance that overflows to others. In the name of Jesus Christ. Ah, Lord, make me a channel of blessing. Make me a channel of blessing, Lord.
Make me a channel of blessing, Lord.
I want to be a channel of blessing, Lord. I want to be a channel of blessing, Lord. Make me, Lord, a channel of blessing.
Oh, I surrender myself.
Glory
to you.
Everything,
Lord.
Everything, Lord. Make me, Lord, a channel.
Whatever, Lord.
Even this day, O God.
Give it all.
Make me, Lord, a channel of blessing.
Oh, Kadiabashindari.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I'm not worthy, O God.
Thank you, Lord. Make me a channel of blessing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. I want to be a channel of blessing. Make me a channel of blessing today. Make me a channel of blessing, I pray. My life possessing, my service blessing. Make me a channel of blessing today. Lastly, we are going to pray a release. You know, a release. You know, whatever, you know, whatever is blocking that flow of that, you know, the flow of that blessing. You know, something may be blocking it. As we covered in this room before, you know, when we did the sacrifice and the fire, you know, whatever may be blocking it, you know, even in physical blessings, there may be disobedience that's blocking that. You know, there may be fear blocking it. There may be unbelief that's blocking it. And we may not be willing to step out in faith. Because they can't, you know, and you gotta step out of that boat in faith. But you must keep your eyes on the Lord. You can't look around to the boisterous waves. You got to keep your eyes on the Lord. Whatever is blocking that flow, I come against it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Glory to God. And let the King of glory come on in Jesus' name. Father, Lord, I open the gates. I open the gates of my heart. In the name of Jesus. Open the floodgates. Oh, let it rain. Open the floodgates. Let it rain. Come down upon me. With your full blessing. Open the floor. Let it rain. Let it rain upon me, Lord. Hallelujah. Open the floor. Father, Lord, anything that is blocking, let it open up in the name of Jesus. And let the true blessings of God flow into the lives of your people, into everyone that's in this room. And that we may receive and overflow and also be a blessing to others. The Lord anoint my head today. The Lord anoint your head today.
and let your cup overflow in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. As we go into this day, oh God, overflow, overflow and abundance, exceeding abundantly above and running over in Jesus' name. Shall the Lord pour into your lives so that you may be a blessing to yourself, to your family, to your communities, everywhere in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we give you praise and give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to ask my wife to pray us out of the room. We will be closing the room now. Honey, go ahead. Let's pray us out of the room. Thank you, Jesus. Are you there?
Yes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Wow. The Lord is good and his mercies endure forever. Father, we just thank you for this morning. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings that we have received from you today. Thank you for the word that you have implanted in our hearts, O Lord. Father, let this word bring forth hundredfold, Lord, in our hearts, O Lord. Let it be a blessing to everyone in this room. Thank you for all those your faithful children that are here today. Mm-hmm. Father, we ask, Lord, that the blessing of God will never depart from them. Thank you, Lord, mm-hmm. because your thoughts towards them are for good and not for evil, to give them the expected end. Thank you, Lord, for the abundance. Yes, I hear the rain, the abundance of rain. Father, we thank you, Lord, because you will make bright clouds. And Lord, you will rain upon your children the blessing from heaven. Father, we thank you, Lord, that because you will fulfill us and give us all things richly to enjoy. And Lord, when we are blessed, we are going to be a blessing to others too. Lord, we're going to give to the work of the kingdom. Father, we are going to bless the people of God. We are going to remember the poor. Lord, we are going to bless them also. Father, because when we give to the poor, we lend to you. And Lord, you never, never, the only one that lends to you, you always repay back. And even hundredfold. Father, running over, he said, he that giveth, O Lord, you shall be given also unto. Lord, their cup will overflow, and so shall it be. Therefore, you have blessed us this morning. You have anointed our head with oil. Our cup runneth over. And surely, surely, our goodness and mercy shall follow us all for the rest of today and the rest of our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you for the man of God. A lot have gone out of her or out of him. We ask, Lord, that you replenish all the virtue that has gone out of him. We pray, Lord, that you download upon him even more of your anointing and more of your words. Lord, that Lord and every one of us download upon us, O Lord. Father, that in our own little ways, Lord, that we'll be able to do your will. Let your will be done in our lives, Lord. And everyone that we go, that will be a witness unto your name. Lord, help us, Lord, to preach this gospel to every creature, Lord, even as we have commanded us to begin to preach right from our Jerusalem, our home, to our children, Lord, in our behavior, in our thoughts, Lord, in everything that we do, that we reflect, Lord, the kingdom of God. We thank you for all these things. We pray in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
And amen, yeah, and amen. Thank you all so much for joining. You have a blessed day. It is now 6:30 here in Phoenix, Arizona. Beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. We're about to get on with our day. It's 9:30 a.m. on the East Coast, and it's 2:30 p.m. already in Nigeria. People joined us from there. And we thank you and we bless everyone in the name of the Lord that's joined us. I pray that and trust that this room has been a blessing to you. You know, go today with the consciousness that you are a channel of blessing, that you are a conduit, and stay connected to that source. And let the blessings come. Let the blessings come. God bless you, everyone. You know, open the floodgates, Lord, today. Let it rain down upon us. Your blessings, your everlasting blessings, your blessings that make rich. Oh, God of blessing, pour your blessings upon your people your blessings that make us rich and added no sorrow. In Jesus' name. The song we used to sing in the olden days say, oh God of blessings, pour your blessings upon us. Oh God of blessings, pour your blessings upon us. Your blessings that abide forevermore. Have a great and blessed day, everyone. We will be back tomorrow by the grace of God. Same time, 4:30 a.m. Pacific time and 7:30 a.m. Eastern time. And Nigeria time, that'll be 12:30 p.m. So God bless you. Have a blessed day, everyone. Thank you so much for joining. We acknowledge everybody that's been in the room with us today. Please listen to the replays. Brother Kola, Pastor Grace, Adama, thank you. God bless you for being here. And Karen and Samantha and everyone else that has joined and may have left, God bless you. Thank you for those on stage. Sister Julia, Sister Lola, Sister Maggie, Sister Pearl, Alexis, and of course, my wife, Lady Evan. God bless you all. Have a great day, everybody. This room will now self be stopped.
Excuse me, did you change the time? Did you say 4:30 or 4:15?
No, I said. Oh, did I say 4:30?
Yeah.
I slip of tongue. 4:15. Thank you for correcting that. 4:15 a.m. 4:15 a.m. 7:15 a.m. Eastern time. Thank you, and that will be 12:15. Pacific, 12:15 Nigeria time. So 4:15 a.m. for Arizona, 7:15 a.m. for Eastern time. Thank you, Honey, for correcting that. No, we did not change it, and I just messed up. God bless you all. Thank you. Have a blessed day, everybody. We're closing in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Blessings.